The remnants of Hurricane Harvey are still pummeling southeast Texas with historic rain. We're talking upwards of 30, 35 inches of rain just in the past few days. As residents there are trying to cope with Harvey's landfall late last week, that rain is inundating rivers, which are overflowing their banks and trapping people now in their flooded homes. There have been thousands of rescues in southeast Texas just since Saturday alone. Rescue operations have involved thousands of volunteers as well, including quite a few from right here in Southern California. Kevin Roderick is here to talk about the folks who are helping in a place that has been hammered so far away, and he's here with today's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So who is there, who is going there to help from California?
Well, we've seen a number of units dispatched from local agencies. First, I should say that Red Cross volunteers are streaming towards Texas from Southern California and lots of other places. That's an important segment of the help that's going there. But from Los Angeles, the LA Fire Department has a unit that gets activated by FEMA or the state at times for moments like this, and that's called Task Force One. And that's an urban search and rescue team that's got 70 members and doctors and dogs, and it's a very multifaceted team that goes to events like this. We've famously seen them in Haiti and some other places. Yeah. And Task Force Two, which is comes from the Los Angeles County Fire Department, again, activated by FEMA, for events like this, has also gone, and they're a swift water rescue team. At least that's the skill that they have sent to Houston.
Now, what goes into a decision like this, Kevin? These specialists to other parts of the country, how do they come to these decisions?
Well, you know, the way the emergency works is that no one city or state can accommodate a big emergency itself. So all the emergency units, like all the police departments here in Los Angeles County, have mutual aid agreements where they agree to go help. In exchange, help will come here if it's needed. So FEMA has a mechanism for activating these units all across the country. And it does seem like these ones from California, the ones from Southern California in particular, get called in lots of times.
The LA City and County Fire Departments, as you mentioned, have dispatched crews, Orange County Fire Authority, Riverside, Santa Barbara County. We've seen a slew of people who have gone to Texas to help. As far as preparations go, right, people are ready for things like this. Like in California, these emergency crews, we think about earthquakes and we think about tsunamis. We think about other things that happen that are specific to California. Do we think about flooding? Do we think about swift water rescues?
Well, they do a lot of training for all of these possibilities, right? Because it's hard to predict what's going to happen. And we do know that looking across the country, flooding issues are recurring things along the Mississippi River and down in the Houston area. So they train for all of these possibilities. And, you know, these people who are going, they're going to be away from their families for weeks at a time and in very perilous situations. And, I think we all should applaud them for what they do.
It is a question I do not very much like to ask at a time like this. But who pays for these operations? How does this get reimbursed? Does this come out of the pockets of the people here, like the LA Fire Department, the Orange County Fire Department?
Well, you know, I don't know the exact equation for sharing costs, but, you know, after this event is done, the FEMA will go to Congress and ask for a certain amount of money to pay back a lot of the costs, and a lot of that will be aid for helping to rebuild the Houston area, right? And so it's possibly well beyond FEMA. And this will be critical, rebuilding the infrastructure of Houston, because it sounds like things have been, there's been a lot of destruction there beyond people's homes.
And just inundated with water. And to be sure, it's not the first time that this happened in Houston. They've had some monumental rainfall issues over the past 2-3 decades. So,
you know, it's a major disaster and a major hit in a major American city. So I think help is on the way.
Our thoughts and prayers, certainly. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.